This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Human remains were discovered today at the Patty Jewett Golf Course in Colorado Springs. According to the Colorado Springs Police Department, a call for suspicious circumstances came in around 8 o'clock this morning. The El Paso County Coroner responded later and confirmed what was found were human remains. A section of the golf course was closed for the investigation, but the course will resume normal operations tomorrow. CSPD said it could take weeks before the coroner can identify the age, identity, and potential cause of death for the deceased. A man is rescued after he got trapped inside of a trash truck in Colorado Springs. KRDO's Tyler Cunnington has more.
Springs Fire using what they call a technical rescue with the help of a basket and rope tied to the ladder. They hoisted that man out through a hatch on the top of the garbage truck and safely lowered him to the ground. Thankfully, he only had minor injuries, some bumps and bruises, and was admitted into the hospital. One lieutenant with Springs Fire says in his 22 years as a firefighter, he's never seen a call quite like this one.
I think we had a total of about 10 to 11 firefighters on scene. And all personnel kind of have a unique role. This is obviously a unique circumstance, nothing that we say, hey, let's go train on this today.
Now, as for that man that was rescued, UC Health says that any patients they think might be experiencing homelessness, they connect them with a caseworker to try to connect them with any resources that they think they might need. Tyler Cunnington, KRDO 13.
A bat found at a Colorado Springs elementary school is positive for rabies. The El Paso County Health Department confirmed the news this afternoon. The bat was found at Grant Elementary on May 14th. In a letter to parents, the school said the safety of our students is our top priority, and we are confident that our students and staff are safe from this incident. The health department says this is the first rabid animal confirmed in the county in 2024. A $500 reward is offered after multiple storage units in Colorado Springs were broken into. Crime Stoppers shared some photos of the suspects. One is described as a Hispanic or light-skinned black man who's thin with curly brown hair and tattoos. The second one is believed to be Hispanic with an average build and tattoos on his head and arms. The crimes happened in mid-April. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. Colorado is joining 38 other states in recognizing the Purple Star School program. Jenkins Middle School in Colorado Springs, District 11, has already had a Purple Star School designation since 2021. But Principal Tony Jackowski is excited the program is now official statewide.
I think it's fantastic that it's being recognized at a higher level. Our hope is that this could spread to other schools within B11 and also outside the district.
Governor Polis signed the program into law, helping kids of military families after they move to a new community. The designation lets parents know the Purple Star School has resources to support the child's social and emotional well-being to make the transition easier. This includes a military liaison working to connect them with counseling and academic planning. Some Colorado Springs drivers are bracing for delays this summer. Crews shut down Airport Road on the south side yesterday to do underground work over the next 4 months. They'll be replacing water lines, sewer lines, and storm lines as part of an improvement project for South Academy Boulevard. All businesses in the area will remain open and accessible. Detours are in place and include Pikes Peak Avenue and Shelton. Free tickets are available tomorrow to see the Air Force Academy's graduation next week. They can be picked up at the Visit Colorado Springs office or the Visitor Center in Monument. Only 3,000 tickets are being given out, with a maximum of 4 for each person. The ceremony is set for next Thursday at 9:30 and will be live streamed on KRDO.com. And a group is suing Southwest Airlines over a program that awards free flights to Hispanic undergrad and grad students. Brian Shook reports.
The American Alliance for Equal Rights claims the program violates civil rights laws by discriminating against non-Hispanic students. The group's founder, anti-affirmative action activist Edward Blum, says all students should be eligible for the program, no matter their skin color or ethnic heritage. The program was launched 2 decades ago and is run in partnership with the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. I'm Brian Shook.
Quite a temperature change from Monday afternoon to Tuesday afternoon, with highs only in the mid to upper 60s. Although most of the severe weather is pushed off to the east, we'll still have a chance for showers this afternoon into the evening hours. Could be moderate at times, maybe even a thunderstorm, but better weather is on the way for Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chevy Chevalier.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.